Yo, what's up, my self-care fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of honesty and motivation, because let's face it, adulting is hard enough with that adding pressure to be perfect. Today we're talking about something near and dear to my chaotic soul. Embracing imperfection and treating yourself with a little damn kindness. Ever scroll through Insta and feel like everyone's got their life figured out? Like they're sipping smoothies on pristine beaches while rocking flawless skin and effortlessly slaying every task. Yeah, me too. That curated highlight reel can make you question your entire existence. But here is the tea. That's not reality. It's a carefully constructed illusion, like a Kardashian-level filter on life. And let me tell you, those filters crack under pressure. The real MVPs are the ones who own their messy moments, embrace the stumbles, and show up authentically, flaws and all. So how do we ditch the pressure of perfectionism and start treating ourselves with a little love? First things first, understand that perfection is a myth. Like unicorns and talking cats, it doesn't exist in the real world. And chasing it is exhausting AF. Seriously, you're better off binging your favorite show than stressing over some impossible standard. It's like that Taylor Swift lyric. You're on your own, kid. You gotta learn to stand tall and rock the imperfections because they make you, well, you. Next up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a best friend going through a rough patch. We're way too hard on ourselves, constantly criticizing our every move. Stop that noise. Imagine your inner critic is that annoying roommate who's always judging your outfit choices and snack stash. Would you tolerate that crap from anyone else? Hell no. So why subject yourself to it? Remember, everyone makes mistakes. They're not the end of the world. Seriously, they're just opportunities to learn and grow. Think of it like a level up in your life's video game. You fail, you pick yourself up, dust off that metaphorical controller and try again. And hey, if you keep falling for the same boss battle, maybe invest in some better power-ups like a self-reflection and learning from those epic fails. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. We're not all superheroes with capes and laser vision. Sometimes we need a little support to navigate the chaos. Talk to your squad, seek out a therapist, or even just vent to your cat, whatever works for you. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to admit when you need a hand. And lastly, remember that happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. That's life. Focus on enjoying the ride, celebrating the small victories, and being kind to yourself along the way. Because let's face it, you deserve all the love and self-care in the world. Okay, so picture this. You're about to slay that presentation at school or work major pressure, right? But then your brain starts its usual doom spiral, whispering doubts like, what if I mess up? What if everyone thinks I'm stupid? That inner critic is a real party pooper. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you remind yourself, hey, it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies. Even Beyoncé probably had pre-show jitters. You take a deep breath, visualize your success, and rock that presentation like the badass you are. See? Self-compassion is your secret weapon against imposter syndrome. So there you have it, 5 simple yet powerful ways to embrace imperfection and treat yourself with kindness. Remember, you're not defined by your mistakes or perceived flaws. You're a unique, beautiful human being worthy of love and respect, imperfections included. Now go out there and slay the day, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, it's all part of the journey. Want to share your own self-care wins or struggles? Hit me up in the DMs. Tag this episode on your TikTok with #selfcarerx and let's build a community of support and authenticity. And hey, if you find this podcast even remotely helpful, smash that subscribe button and leave us a review. It means the world to me. Peace out, fam. Stay kind to yourselves, okay? You got this.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.